Welcome to Here's to Your Health. I'm Dr. Carlin. Joining me today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, three of the most ordinary names, but yet she is all over the world. For example, she's taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. She travels internationally and is a frequent radio show and TV guest. And she's with us every month. We are so lucky to have Susan join us. She's written Kitchen Gardening, Be the Change, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Choose to Thrive, and The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle and Living on the Lighter Side. And her websites you can go to as well, and I'm going to ask her to share those with our listeners. But today we're going to talk about healthy eating tips and a simple lifestyle change to prevent weight gain, fatigue, and depression during the holidays. Susan, welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Dr. Carla, it's always a joy to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just really surprised that most people gain 5 to 12 pounds from Thanksgiving through the first week of January.
And it's not in that time period, for sure, from Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
Where the sweets start through the beginning of January. It's really quite phenomenal, and most people think that's just a common thing and there's nothing they can do about it, but we're going to teach everyone today that there's lots that you can do about it.
So everybody get your pen and paper out so that you can go ahead and write some of this down. You know, your first point that you make about eating frequently and not skipping meals, I think would surprise a lot of people that they think maybe they're going to be gaining weight. So tell us a little bit about why that's important.
I will. And let me also say, before you even begin the day, you and I've talked about this before. Keep in mind that the first 40 minutes of every morning sets the tone for the entire day. And I make sure that every morning I have my sacred prayer time, a short meditation. I make sure I've gotten good sleep, because it's hard to control your eating habits when you've had minimal sleep. So if you start the day on a positive note and connect with God, then you can use that joy and love and strength and enthusiasm to carry you out throughout the day to make better choices.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more that it really sets the tone, because when you're in prayer and you have that calm time to meditate, there's just something biological, you know, the biochemicals that seem to shift, and you just have a better sense of peace, don't you think?
Not only that, but keep in mind, again, that how do you want your whole day to be? I think most of us want it to be free from harriedness and hurriedness, less stress, peaceful, balanced, relaxed, happy. And it's really true that those first 40 minutes will set the tone. There's also studies that show that you will be happier throughout the day. Look how simple this is. If you just make your bed in the morning, make your bed. That's sort of like a ritual to start your day, and then start with some prayer time and meditation. And that peacefulness, and then the common sense and the strength and love you get from that interconnectedness with God, you can use all throughout the day in all the decisions you make. You'll see a new day blossoming for you that's happier and healthier and more balanced when you start off in the morning. That might mean, Carla, before you go to bed at night, set the breakfast table, get out your work clothes or your exercise clothes, or make the lunches for the kids so that you can have more peace and balance the first 40 minutes of the morning.
My mom would just love you, Susan, because those are all the things that she did when we were growing up. And we did have to make our beds, too. It gives
love
you a sense of order. But, you know, I'm thinking of the people that are rushing out the door. What's something quick that's really nutritious? I know we've talked about smoothies, but what would you say to the people that are like, I don't have time for breakfast, and they're just out the door?
Well, you absolutely do not want to do that, because when you go out without, and this has to do with eat frequently and don't skip meals, when you go out the door without anything, it really suppresses your blood sugar. See, there's a common strategy, especially during the holidays, to skip breakfast and lunch because you know a big meal's coming up, so you save the calories for the celebration. And this strategy always backfires because you come to the meal starving, and then you wind up eating way more than you ever intended. So eating frequently throughout the day of a big meal, big holiday, family gathering meal on a few healthy foods will help to eliminate that hunger and prevent overeating, stabilizing your blood sugar. So even a little small meal of something is better than nothing at all. If you, Carla, if someone is rushing out the door and literally has no time, you can grab an apple, a banana, a tangerine, a pear. You can, you know, you should always have little baggies of maybe nut mix, trail mix that you can take with you.
And so just a little something. Just
a little
something.
And it doesn't need to be much. And this goes with the second tip.
Right.
Is bring healthy snacks with you while out shopping or doing errands. Because if you're roaming the mall for hours or sitting in holiday traffic, that leaves everybody, myself included, starving and vulnerable to those usually bad fast food choices. So if you come prepared, and I was a Girl Scout, to roam around with some crunchy, healthy snacks like apples, oranges, carrots, celery, even a few nuts and raisins, but not too many of the nuts and raisins because they're more calorie dense, you're less likely to succumb to the call of the food court or those fast food restaurants.
And that is a temptation because so many people are so busy with, you know, between their working life, their family life, and then the social and community, you know, commitments that they have. So that's a great idea. And you can make those before, right? And then just carry them.
You can make them before. And let's also say, don't forget the powerful healing of breathing deeply. When we're always running around in a hurry and stressed out, we start to breathe more shallowly. And that means that the good oxygen we breathe in can hardly get to those lower lobes of the lungs and then get to the rest of your body through the bloodstream, so you feel more tired, especially when you feel most stressed out. Take a couple, 3 minutes to do some deep breathing. You can do it when you're driving in the car.
Sure, sure. And in the afternoon when people are starting to feel maybe a little fatigued, that might be something they can do to just oxygenate themselves better, right? And
absolutely.
Help with that.
And it doesn't cost a penny.
Perfect.
I like that.
Yes. Okay, so let's go to number three. Eat something before you go out, especially a holiday party or a big dinner.
So usually we know what foods to stay away from, but during the holidays we want to sample everything. And these foods are much harder to resist when you're starving and your blood sugar level is low. So you know that saying, an ounce of prevention goes a long way here. Again, a piece of fresh fruit, some fresh veggies, a cup of vegetable soup, maybe a glass of tomato or vegetable juice, whole grain toast with maybe a little avocado on it. Avocado toast is so big here in L.A. in the Brentwood area where I live. But all of these little snacks will keep a voracious appetite at bay, and you try any of them an hour before a big holiday meal, and you'll watch your willpower soar, and your waistline stays in place. And I'll say quickly to you, because I just finished it yesterday, so I'm able to talk about this today. Last time we briefly talked about molecular hydrogen. I just finished a 12-day study, clinical study. Mm-hmm. It's very small, with 12 people. But I needed to pick people that took those little tablets of molecular hydrogen, and they dissolve in water. Because studies say that among helping you lose weight and look younger in your skin, for your brain, for all ages, babies to seniors, for animals, but among all of those things and over 1,200 peer-reviewed studies, it said that it helps to curb those junk food and carb cravings and make you not overeat at a meal. So I asked all of my people in this small study, 12 of them,
right,
to take a tablet that you dissolve in water. It takes 90 seconds. Then you drink down the hydrogen and do it before, especially 3 meals a day. But if you know you're going to have a big snack, do it 15 to 20 minutes before the meal or snack on an empty stomach. And 11 of the 12 people, and I just got all these conclusions yesterday, said that taking this molecular hydrogen tablet or breathing from the inhaler for 5 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes before a meal, made them have less sugar cravings, less cravings for processed foods, and they tended to eat less during the meal. And only one person said, and all these people said, that it worked and made a huge difference. One of the 12 said it made a little bit of a difference. So I'm still going to do bigger studies on this.
Right.
But this is, so I would say go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com or BooksToUplift.com, and put in the search bar molecular hydrogen, and I've got many articles on both sites.
Do you have, what was the age range of the 12 people?
Well, it was from the late teens, and then the oldest person was a gentleman. I'm so glad you asked this. And he was nearing 70,
okay,
but he had a little bit of a weight issue.
Right. And so, did anybody, how long did you have them do this for?
Just 12 days.
12 days.
We really didn't need to go much longer, and I was hoping to get it done before our show today.
Yeah. And did anyone have a weight loss during that time period? Did you track that?
Actually, half of them did.
Okay.
Half of them did. And here's the key point. Nothing else in their lifestyle changed. They still ate the right foods that they eat, the same foods, mm-hmm, and some exercise, some didn't. We wish everyone would.
Right. Those are all wonderful things to include.
I know, as far
as, you know, the age and then, like, maybe the mean of how many, you know, pounds they lost. Was it a pound, 1.5, you know, et cetera, for your next study, all those points. But that's very, very interesting. Where did the molecular hydrogen, where's its origin out of? Was this something in Europe?
It's been big for decades in Japan.
Okay.
They're always at the forefront of this kind of research, like alkaline water and infrared saunas and molecular hydrogen.
Right, and body brushing. All of that.
I've got 4 articles, and I've got a big article about it at BooksToUplift.com.
Okay.
So, and I give you links where you can read hundreds of studies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it not only is it helps digestion, lowers blood pressure, makes your skin younger, it gives you energy to exercise, it's great for your brain health, allergy relief, so much more.
Well, and you're right. The Japanese people, they really don't have the issue with obesity like we do in the Western culture. And as soon as they adapt the Western culture diet, the Western diet, they start to have a lot of the health problems that we see, you know, in our culture. So that's
good
to know.
And many Japanese women claim that molecular hydrogen is their health and their beauty secret to have beautiful, youthful skin throughout their whole lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, that's at SusanSmithJones.com. There's just a wealth of knowledge there if you want to go to that, because your books are there, a lot of the different products that you use personally, and then if you want to find out more about molecular hydrogen, and that can be taken in a pill form or in the inhalation, right?
Or inhalation.
Right.
And now, this is interesting to note, because one inhaler session is the equivalent of 65 tablets. So I use both, but if you have any acute or chronic disease, you want both. Because while I can take the inhaler that's portable and it's lightweight to people's homes or to a local hotel, or if I go somewhere without flying, that's fine, but I don't take it flying, because I don't want to take a chance of it being stolen or broken, but I can always take the tablets with me. And I go out during the day. I'm never without a little bottle of tablets. If I want a little more energy, if I'm going out to eat and I'm at the restaurant waiting for the meal, I'll dissolve one in the water and drink it right down.
And so far, there are no negative side effects that have been found?
Not one negative side effect. You don't need a prescription. It's not habit-forming. It's all natural. No risk of overdose. It's for all ages, from babies to the elderly, and even for our furry friends like cats and dogs.
Amazing. Amazing.
I know.
Well, in the literature, you know, people can go and see that. So let's move on to don't hang out near the food. I was just at a party. It was a retirement party, but the food was all over. And I did have to laugh that it was something that as you were standing by there, especially by the dessert area, it was just a constant temptation to just think, oh, I think I'll have that chocolate, or I think I'll have this. Yeah.
There is something to that saying, out of sight, out of mind. But I say, don't hang out near the food, especially if it's a big buffet, because putting some distance between you and the food choices will create that necessary obstacle between you and calories. And besides, the more you have to walk to go back and forth from where you're hanging out and where the food is, you'll burn a few extra calories.
Absolutely. And the next one I think is really important. How many times we've grown up in families or gone to family gatherings where everybody wants you to eat, and you say, don't just eat to be social. It's okay to say no thank you, right?
It's absolutely okay, and some people actually feel antisocial and nervous. What am I going to say to this person? Are they going to like me? So maybe you know, it's okay that maybe if you can find it, nibble on a carrot stick or sip on something low calorie, but don't just have a huge plate of food standing around talking to people because everyone else around you is doing the same thing. If you aren't really hungry, and you won't be if you, you know, take all this advice before you get to these events. Just you know, use that strength and willpower. And if you need to nibble on something, make sure it's something that's high in fiber.
Because you're going to feel more full.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So that definitely the vegetables and even the fruits, right, would be good
and
choices.
And yeah, too many fruits, especially dried fruits.
Right.
You want to keep your consumption of sugary foods down.
Right, right. You can also, one of the things I like at the holidays is the Pellegrino with just a splash of juice, right?
A splash of juice or, oh, I love lemon or lime slices.
Yeah, so you can do something like that. Yeah, and that's festive, so.
Yes.
And to plan ahead, it's so important that we plan ahead because it can be really hard as you age to be able to lose weight. And so to gain 5-10 pounds over the holidays can be a really big problem. It also can take people over into where they're, you know, maybe going to have concerns about type 2 diabetes or other health issues. So it's really, this is really important information that you're giving our listeners today, Susan. So
yeah, definitely plan ahead. And on most of the tables now, you'll see processed carbs like bread, crackers, chips. They're everywhere. Even if they're not always sweet, they're high in starch, which converts to sugar in the body quickly, and then with no fiber to slow its release into our system, ends up very quickly as stored fat. And remember this, because Carla, when I was a child, I don't know if it was the same for you, but here, my mom would say, you have to clean your plate because the kids in China don't have enough food.
Yes, I heard that too. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's okay to taste things without finishing them because you don't want to feel like you went through the whole holiday season and got deprived of some of the desserts and chocolates and things you love to eat, but you don't have to scarf them down and overdo it.
And I think that's a really important point because so many people who are on this dieting cycle constantly, I think that they feel deprived because they're not having a taste of different foods that they love, right?
That's absolutely right, because you don't want to feel deprived.
Yeah, so it's kind of a setup for failure in my mind because if you just have a little of something, right?
Yeah, a little of something. And here's a little secret I like to do. Don't take a big plate from the buffet table. Get the smallest one there, because if you fill that up with little snacks and nibbles, it looks like more food than if you have a big plate and you think you have to fill it all up.
Right. And you're not feeling deprived.
That's
because
right.
It looks like you have a full plate, right?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now we have to talk about the right kind of water and how this is your secret weapon.
Well, water is one of my secret weapons because most of the time, Carla, when people think they're hungry, they're actually thirsty. So if you drink a little water when you think you're hungry and wait 10 minutes, chances are you will no longer be hungry. So it's best to have just purified, delicious water. I prefer my alkaline water, especially with all the foods that cause acidity in your body during the holidays. But you definitely want to keep your body hydrated. And not only that, but fiber, well, you know this, and we just mentioned it briefly, but is not only is fiber supremely healthy and directly related to the reduction of risks for a whole host of diseases, but it's a huge player in the weight loss field because it contributes to that feeling of fullness. And here's the key. You want to consume as many high-fiber foods as possible before attacking any other food. Let's say you go to an Italian restaurant. They give you bread and butter and all this stuff, and then big pizzas and pastas. If you can eat some raw veggies and a salad or vegetable soup before you turn to the higher sugar, low-fiber junk that converts to fat right away, that will help you in this weight loss battle.
And so if you can just get through the holidays, I'm thinking without gaining any weight, you're going to be doing great.
Yeah, because we want to get everybody to the first of the year without gaining any weight and without the depression and the fatigue that usually rides tandem with the weight gain.
So let's talk about sleep and how that all plays into this, okay?
Well, sleep resets your, first of all, resets your apostat center in your brain that tells you when you're full. And now let me mention eating slowly, and then there's a flip side. Hormones signal the brain when you're full, and it takes about 20 minutes from start time before you feel it. So slow eating not only aids in digestion, but gives your brain a chance to know what the stomach is doing. So if you make your meal last by talking, putting down the fork, isn't that a novel idea? Between bites or just plain waiting, you're less likely to eat on automatic pilot, more likely to realize that you're full. And you've got to chew slowly, chew your food thoroughly, and you'll be amazed at how much willpower you generate when you take your time and give your satiety center an opportunity to tell you that you're not hungry anymore. But Carla, here's the flip side, and most people don't know this. While you want to eat, take longer than 20 minutes to eat, you want to finish those big meals within 1 hour of starting. And here is why. This is paramount. The body produces a second insulin hit if it senses that a lot of food is coming in continuously. And you can avoid that second hit and all the subsequent fat storage that it triggers by finishing within an hour of starting. So if you see something that you like and you forgot to eat within the hour, that's okay. Save it for tomorrow. It will be there, and you won't be wearing it on your hips. I travel so much to the UK, and maybe it's like this in other places too, but these people, when we go out to dinner, we'll spend 3 to 4 hours having a meal, and I always make sure that I eat slowly. I finish within a meal, and while they're still eating and eating, I'll sip on tea, or I'll drink a little bit more water, because if I'm eating for 4 hours, I know that will trigger a second insulin hit. And think about the bowl games coming up the beginning of the year.
Right.
And people eat all day long, and just when you think you're going to start your New Year's healthy resolutions, you can sabotage your weight loss goals by eating all day long.
Gosh, what I'm thinking, Susan, is that really supports the idea of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right?
That's right.
And and being able to have
three good meals away, a couple snacks in between. And, you know, people are so used to eating bigger meals during the holidays. That's what throws us off, because your body can't handle more than about 7 to 750 calories in a meal. And because all the extra goes to fat storage. And you were mentioning sleep, Carla. When you don't get enough sleep the night before and on a regular basis, not only does it cause you to crave junk foods, but not enough sleep also, because it affects the hormones, causes you to deposit most of the calories you eat, store them as fat, even if your diet is mostly healthy. So it is so essential to get good sleep at night.
So we're going to have to wrap it up with this. We want everyone to have a wonderful holiday, but these are just tips that can help you in getting through the holiday time without gaining 5 to 10, 20 pounds. So if you want more information, go to www.SusanSmithJones, and she has, just like I said, a wealth of information out there. And Susan, thank you so much for spending some time with us today, because you always bring a wealth of knowledge for our listeners, and we all appreciate it.
Thank you. And check out SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. Sign up for my free newsletter, and I'll look forward to visiting with you next month.
Yes. All right. So here's to your holiday season. We'll talk to you next time. This is Dr. Carla. Here's to your health.
Here's to your health, a contemporary Catholic health program that brings you the latest in healthcare trends and breakthroughs. Join Dr. Carla Calumet every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Now, live your life for God, and here's to your health.